Hello and welcome to another episode of LFC Reactions. This one, Liverpool versus West Ham at home, opening day of the Premier League season. And wow, we have pretty much left off how we from last season and transitioned that to this season in terms of our performance. Before I get into it, I will announce what the lineup was. So we had our debutant, Alisson, in goal. Left back, Robertson. Centre back, Van Dijk and Joe Gomez. Right back was Trent Alexander-Arnold. And you had a midfield three of Naby Keita, James Milner and Gini Wijnaldum. And up front was your deadly three of Salah, Mane and Firmino. And wow, on the bench, for the first time when I saw this lineup, I glanced at the bench and I was like, wow, actual options to come off the bench for once. Who would have thought? So we had the likes of Fabinho on the bench, Henderson on the bench, Shaqiri on the bench, Sturridge on the bench. It's good to see. This is the kind of quality we needed, and it makes such a big difference from last season where you just had Ings and Solanke. People just weren't good. They weren't good enough to step up when they come off the bench. But the squad depth has clearly improved after spending 177 million. So from kickoff now, West Ham tried to play these silly mind games, making us attack at the cop end on the first half. But that literally made no difference. As usual, we were imposing on the ball. We made West Ham sit kind of deep, kind of compact. But it was a beautiful orchestrated performance from, I'd like to say, Keita. He caught my eyes. You see why Jurgen Klopp spent 53 million on him last season. I know we had to wait a year for him to make the debut, but he's finally here now. And the evidence is clearly showing why he's at Liverpool for that sum of money. The way he can tackle, he's got no problem with pressing, wins the ball, and he can thread passes as well, which is kind of what we had missing from the difference between him and Emre Can last season was that Emre Can always needed last season to take 5-6 extra touches, and it's just the intensity, the fluidity. Although it was there last season, it was when he was on the ball, it slowed down a little bit. And sometimes football's about millisecond decisions. With Keita, he's always right. Here's the ball, do I turn? Bang! Who's through? Let's see who's available for the front three to get service. And that's what he was about all first half, literally imposing himself. Trent Alexander-Arnold, I know, I feel like he's still in a bit of pre-season form. I would have probably, I don't know, I thought Klein would have started because he's had more run of a pre-season game. But Klopp went with Trent in the first half. I think he had a bit of a shaky start to the game. There was always, every time he tried to whip a ball in, it would go back post, back post, back post. But, and no one there on the end of it to receive. But despite all that, he still had a relatively okay game. The first goal comes now when Keita's running through West Ham's midfield, and we're on the break. You see Robertson making a lapping run on the left. Keita plays a short diagonal pass to Robertson. Robertson picks up the ball, has a look up to see who's in the box. He drills it across, and it's a tap-in for Mohamed Salah. And yep, Salah scores once again. He picks up where he left off from a record 32 goals in the Premier League season last season. He scores his first goal of the new season in this campaign. So he's just got another 32 goals to go, and then he can break his own record. But it's good to see that the chemistry, the fluidity is there. The next goal happens again. Robertson picks up the ball. I think West Ham, they tried to play a high press. A high line where they're standing along like the 20-yard, 25-yard line. And Robertson plays a cross that goes back post. But it looks like, to West Ham defenders, it looks like this ball is overplayed. Or it's just going to go out that he's overhit it a bit too much. But James Milner doesn't give up on that ball. He runs and he stretches a leg out and keeps that ball in. And he passes it and he manages to get the ball to go across the 6-yard box. All West Ham defenders are standing there thinking there's an offside call. But the ball ends up going to Mane, who has literally no one around him. And it's a tap-in. And it's 2-0 to Liverpool. By that half-time period, we realised, yeah, it's more or less game over now. You've seen why we were unbeaten in the league at home last season. And it's showing again in this opening game. Second half, we kind of slowed down. But West Ham, in a way, kind of gave up. We didn't really have to do much. We just had a breather every time we kept possession. And then when a West Ham player decides to finally make a half-hearted attempt of a press, we get this goal time again. We're trying to open our play. And it happens with Firmino. He's on the ball. I think this was like the 55th minute between one of those intervals. He's on the ball. He sees Mane. Mane looks like he's at least 5 yards offside. But when the ball is played in, he is offside. I ain't going to lie. He was offside for this one. But the way he ran in, turned, and then hit the ball first time just inside the 18-yard box to make it 3-0. The West Ham players were protesting of offside, but the linesman somehow didn't spot that. God knows how he didn't see it, but anyway, it was 3-0 to Liverpool, and that was definitely game over by that period. We were pretty much comfortable. Then Jurgen Klopp decided to make a substitution around 70th minute. Firmino come off, Henderson came on. About 5 minutes later, Shaqiri comes on, Salah comes off. And then the final sub was... Shaqiri came on for Mane. Yeah, Shaqiri came on for Mane. And then Salah came off for Sturridge. And yeah, Shaqiri looked happy to come on. He was running about, trying to impose himself. He threaded a couple passes, created a few half chances. Gini Wijnaldum couldn't finish them, but it didn't really matter. It was still game over by then. But when Sturridge came on, it was a Liverpool corner at the time when the substitution happened. So Sturridge is already in the box. James Milner whips the ball in, and Sturridge runs to the back post. He dinks his leg at the ball, and the ball just creeps in to make it 4-0 with his first touch. To score with your first touch is impressive. I like that. It's good to see that we can bring on Sturridge, and just like that, he can get a goal. And the most important thing for Sturridge is that he's injury-free. He's on the last year of his contract, so he has to play. He has to play for a contract, more or less. West Ham never really threatened all game. They had a few half chances, but it was really relatively comfortable saves for Alisson. And that was it, and that was the game. No injuries, thankfully. 4-0. We're top of the league. I know it's only one game in, unless Man City beat Arsenal later today by 5-0. Who knows? It was a good performance to see where and we weren't even at our best. I say there were still little things we could work on, like in midfield. Trent could work on a few things. But it's the first game of a league campaign, so it's now the pre-season jitters are just You're trying to shake that off and go into full season flow. So that's what we're trying to do now. And I believe Jurgen Klopp has no excuses this season to not try to not at least get a trophy or minimum expectation being a title race. So yeah, I'm happy with the performance. And let's build this momentum on forward. And yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode of LFC Reactions. I think our next fixture is against Crystal Palace away. So that will be fun. We won there last season. Hopefully we can do something there and win again. So I thank you for listening to this podcast and tune in next time. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.